Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Gol Bazan. We're here today looking at the aftermath of the Iran-Spain game last night. I'm here with Pejman Pars, and today is going to be a little bit different as it's me and him going one-on-one in a more casual review of what happened yesterday. Hi, Pejman.
Hi, Bobak. Really excited to talk to you about the game.
Great. So let's start with the lineup. Did you have any surprises there, or how did you feel before the kickoff?
Well, one major surprise were, of course, Jahanbakhsh getting dropped to the bench and putting in Taremi. That's basically, maybe we can talk about the reason why, but for me, that was the biggest surprise.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was some lineups were circulating about a couple of hours before the kickoff, and we saw those lineups and thought, okay, it seems realistic. And then just before the kickoff, we heard that Jahanbakhsh is now starting. The first thought was, is he injured or is he dropped? Luckily, he wasn't injured, as we saw, and it was more a case of protecting him as he was already on a booking for the Portugal game. So, how do you think that affected the strategy or the game performance, Pejman?
Well, I think it was a, if you look at in one day after the game, it was a smart move bringing in Taremi, because in my opinion, Taremi is maybe a better defender than Jahanbakhsh, or less worse. To be honest, I don't think any of them is a really good defender, but Taremi proved himself during this game that he was worth it of starting this game. And I also believe a reason why Jahanbakhsh was benched is because Kerush probably knew that Spain would pressure Iran quite hard and quite deep in their own goal. So that's something that Jahanbakhsh, he can't really use his offensive qualities there. So it was maybe a smart move to letting him play some time in the second half and with a pair of fresh feet that can damage the Spanish team.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think, like you said, we knew we were going to be pinned back for long stretches with our strategy. Looked like we were playing, could say, a 4-3-3, but in most parts, in the first half at least, it would turn into a 6-3-1 with, I think it was Karim and on the right side, Taremi falling back to add extra cover on the flanks, allowing Reza Yan Harsafi to move a little bit inward. So it was very reminiscent of Inter during that Champions League run, if you can go back that far back. So I think yes, maybe it was right because Jahanbakhsh could have been in a risk of getting a booking. At the same time, we saw Amiri get one, and there were a couple of tackles that were could have resulted in more cards for us. So Pejman, tell me about the performance and the tactics in the first half. Do you agree with those tactics, first of all? Because there was a lot of criticism on some foreign teams. They called Iran cheaters. That was Roy Keane on ITV. And Ian Wright also said he doesn't feel sorry for Iran because they didn't give it a go in the first half. So there was some harsh criticism. How do you respond to that?
Pardon my French and sorry everybody, but